Hey, if I haven't told you already, Sergeant War Dog TV has an app. It's now out on both the Apple App Store as well as the Google Play Store. Download it today. Find directions to Camp Doghouse. Hear all of our podcasts. The entire Sergeant's playlist. View pictures and get directions straight to Camp Doghouse, all from the app. Download today, Sergeant War Dog, baby, on the War Dog Trail. Salute. Be sure to follow Sergeant War Dog TV on social media. You can find Sergeant War Dog TV on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Vimeo, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Catch us online. Subscribe, like, and follow us. Salute.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DB Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DB Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Let's go to war, baby!
All I know is war, all I know is shoot. All I want is more. I'm a soldier, I'm a warrior. Got a emblem on my cover. And ask me what I did for ya. I put the trash deep down under. Yeah, I'm a dog of war. Hell's what I've been through. I'm a dog of war. I did it all for you, yeah.
Welcome to episode 24 of the War Dog Trail. In this episode, I will conclude my own journey down the War Dog Trail and begin to discuss the topic of war anger management. And notice I did not say anger management. I said war anger management because it's totally different when you are a war veteran, and you've been trained to kill, and you're especially in the combat arms fields such as the infantry or the entire special ops community. Now, in terms of my history, my own trail as a war dog, and remember, my definition of a war dog is someone that knows, thinks, and lives nothing but war, because that's what they've been through. Now, yes, I know you could simply say that's just a person with PTSD. But I don't look at it that way. In my eyes, if they had that saying that all men are dogs for chasing women, then after my 3 tours in Iraq, I really felt that I was a war dog because I chased war. Not only just the war in Iraq or the war in Afghanistan, but serving on the front lines of war. Opened my eyes up to international conflicts that were going on everywhere. Armed international conflicts, whether they're low intensity, such as hostages, hostage rescues or attacks, to, the major events that you hear on your major news outlets. Now, going back, continuing from episode 23. After I had to be hospitalized for my last time in 2013, I then found out that I had serious hearing loss. So that was the year at age 30 that I was given hearing aids by the VA. So for 7 years now, I've been wearing hearing aids, not only to help with the hearing, but primarily they're built with what's called a tinnitus sound generator, which plays constant white noise to help mask the tinnitus, the ringing that I constantly hear 24/7, 365. My ears never stop ringing because of the war, from whether it was from firing my M249 to dealing with, you know, explosions, IEDs. My ears never, ever, ever stop ringing because of the war and the sacrifices we all make. And they can get painful, as I've mentioned to you in prior episodes. But anyway, back in 2013, I was given my hearing aids. Then in 2015, I was in a very bad car accident, which I had to have 4 surgeries. I had to have metal implants. I had to have a metal artificial disc implanted in my neck, 3 rods implanted in my hip, and 4 screws and a plate and inserted into my back. I'm sorry, from there, the entire time, I have been, seeking therapy at the VA, periodically in and out, going into groups at the vet centers, being not just in groups with Iraq or Afghanistan veterans, but also in groups with Vietnam vets. And, being able to learn from them and how they've gone from the 70s till now, coping with their PTSD and their moods and their anger management and their bouts with depression and their bouts with anger and wanting to fight again and go to the war again. I asked them as many questions as I could to try to make sure that I could be a free and still alive individual at their age, in their 60s and 70s, if I could get my head straight and live life right and control my decisions and moods. That led to 2018, purchasing the land for Camp Doghouse and beginning to refine my love for the outdoors. And from there, taking a GoPro out with me while camping, that emerged into Sergeant War Dog TV, which has now evolved into also the War Dog Trail podcast, as well as the Sergeant's Ops Report daily international security news. All right, at this time, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to bring you right into the Sergeant's Playlist.
Feelings, my heart's open now, it's bleeding. Never let nobody in, it can't afford another regret. We just play like nothing happened. I still see you in my dreams, and I wanna be myself tonight. Someone come save me from this life. I'm freaking, see you when you turn away. Won't reach out, but it's okay. Gonna get up off my feet and make you wish you chased me, baby. I'm one in a million, but you never seem to understand it. Don't look at me with those eyes. Tell me
Go fuck yourself and your sorries. Words don't match your energy. Don't know how to speak to me. Stop the talking, get to walking. Out the door straight to your coffin. Won't miss who you thought I would. Didn't know my heart was cold. Enjoy the mental pain you fabricated. Cultivated, stimulated. You just hate imaginating all the truth I brought up lately. Come back when you find clarity. Blocking you on everything. Knowing you were insecure. Baby, that's probably why you don't look at me with those eyes. Tell me you're such pretty lies. Would've given you my life, but you never seem to recognize all I sacrificed just for you to be in my life. Talking in future when you don't wanna be in my presence. Don't look at me with those eyes. Tell me you're such pretty lies. Would've given you my life, but you never seem to recognize all I sacrificed just for you to be in my life. Talking in future when you don't wanna be in my presence.
All right, from the Sergeant's Ops, from the Sergeant's playlist, that was Basil with her song, Myself Tonight. You can find Basil on Instagram at Beyonce Sullivan. That is at Beyonce, SULLIVAN. Now, continuing with the episode. I obviously have now come to have Sergeant War Dog TV up and running, the web series, although we can't get it to production for the Hunt Channel yet, or for any of the other outdoors TV streaming services that we're trying to get on. And we're trying to get on 5, or we've been accepted by 5 different networks for the web series. And those are the Hunt Channel, Hunting Film Network, Serverside, Angler Pros, and I actually can't remember the last one right now. Maybe it was the fact that maybe it was My Outdoor TV, because the Hunt Channel is distributed by My Outdoor TV in front of 155 million viewers. So once, you know, if I am able to get production up for Sergeant War Dog TV, the web series, we will be airing on the Hunt Channel, which, as I said, is distributed and would be available on demand on My Outdoor TV in front of 155 million viewers. So I would be able to carry the music from my Sergeant's playlist, my own content, my own version of Outdoors TV with Swag, which is our slogan. I want to take the rest of this episode to discuss war anger management. All right. And I feel I am qualified not only just to talk about this topic, but to talk about all topics in relation to PTSD, because I am truly and literally your example of a psychotic Marine. I am a Marine that has 3 tours in Iraq on the front lines as a proven Marine rifleman, and also a 5-time psychiatric hospital patient related to PTSD, depression, suicidal ideations, paranoia, schizophrenia, bipolar, mood disorder, paranoid personality disorder. I am your true example of a Marine who was great in combat, was doing well in civilian life, but crumbled and fell to my knees once PTSD and memories of the war and my moods and depression and anger and paranoia all set in, and the memories began to flood me from my three tours as a grunt, as a Marine grunt. Now, war anger management is a very important topic for those of us, especially in the front lines, who have experienced combat, are trained in the combat arms fields. All right. You now have a responsibility to, number one, keep your mind and moods and PTSD or any other conditions in check. And that's by taking your medications and by going to your therapy, or where you're talking things out or hearing things or you're in groups. All right. Those are things that are going to keep you alive and keep you free from jail, prison, or psychiatric facilities. All right. Taking your meds and going to therapy and talking to someone about your combat experiences. Those are some of the key ingredients. I said some now that are needed for you to remain a free individual from jails, prisons, or psychiatric facilities, as well as to keep you mentally sane and in check and in tune with society, or at least in tune enough that you can be social. All right. Now, PTSD by its nature has a part in it that delves into social avoidance. All right. So I want you to know that you should not at all find it unusual if you find that you like to keep to yourself, or you like to be quiet, or that you don't understand civilians, or that civilians don't understand you, or that civilians bitch about things that you wouldn't bitch about. They complain about things that you wouldn't complain about. Their work ethic, their ability to be on time, it's all different from the A1 level of operations that you are used to in the military during your military service. So now, as a veteran, as a combat veteran especially, or even more those that have, like I said, are in the combat arms fields, those trained to kill, all right, have a responsibility to keep their moods in check and to not use their training unless absolutely necessary to survive. Now, that is a very hard thing to do, especially every moment, every second, every hour, every day, 24/7, 365, trying to maintain that ability to not get pissed off at things people do to you or say that could warrant you to straight up fuck them up, whoop their ass, if you were to use your training. Be that hand to hand, or even worse, if you were to be able to get your hands on a weapon, because you know for a fact that you are deadly with a weapon, that you have hit your targets in combat, and that you know what the fuck you're doing. So that at any point, you as a warfighter, possibly experiencing PTSD, you need to realize that there are many, many, many veterans, all right, that fill America's prisons and jails because they snapped for whatever reason in that short span of 5 to 10 seconds and assaulted someone, battered someone, threatened someone, might have seriously hurt and injured someone and put them in ICU or, you know, something that required an ambulance or in a hospital care. I need you to seriously take a gut check, grab your balls, look yourself in the mirror on everything macho about you. All right? Everything killer about you, everything boss about you, everything certified, decorated war veteran about you has to be put in check at times for war anger management. And like I said, it's war anger management because we are trained to kill, because we do have the ability to take lives if we're pushed to that point. Or if, for whatever reason, you're not able to turn off that button, turn off that switch. Now, let me let you know, besides many Marine brothers that I have had commit suicide, I do also have two that are been convicted of murder and are serving life in prison in the state of California. All right? I'll say that again. I do have two Marine brothers who served at least their first tour in Iraq with me, at least my first tour. Because after the first tour, they ended up, you know, going to prison and all. And I had to continue with my second and then my third tour. But those two individuals were charged with murder. Marine infantryman charged with murder, serving life in prison to this day in California. Because they weren't able to turn off the switch. They weren't able to turn off the kill switch. You know what I mean. I'm being straight up with you as a grunt, as a killer, all right? As a certified legal killer with direct deposit, right? As we all were, as it continues today. I'm not saying anything that's not already known. I might just be putting it in a raw form for you, all right? But that's the dog in me. That's the Sergeant War dog in me. You'll get it. We'll catch you. You'll get to know me. If you haven't already through these episodes. Now, I would also like to take a short look into the act of redemption. All right. Now, redemption for me meant, after falling down to my knees mentally, not having my right mind, babbling, stuttering, slobbering, being in mental hospitals, needing to be put on multiple mental health medications. I am now very, very happy to say that it's been 7 years since I've had to be in a mental facility. Because I have since then, for one, been helped by the grace of God. Two, been helped by the strength, the perseverance, and the patience of my wife. My wife has been there and has been my rock when I go through the most. She sees me at night fighting, you know, in my sleep, still dealing with demons, still yelling in Arabic, still, you know, just dealing with the natural occurrences of PTSD and having been a real motherfucker on the front lines, man, just putting in work. I mean, that's what happens when you do and you are those that kill, all right? I'm not sugarcoating this shit. You lay motherfuckers out. You do see the blood, the brains, the gore, the hot shit. You dig? We also have to be careful. And I say that because it bothers me when I know that the main reason that most of the veterans that are in prisons and jails or just because they weren't able to keep that anger in check. And now, don't get me wrong, I have my own flaws in this subject, all right? I have been in road rage and have pulled a knife. I have suited up in my all black gear and been on the hunt looking for a guy in the city. I have got into it with the VA verbally. Once had to be hospitalized there because they said I was having psychosis incidents and calling out contact right, and I was ready to fight their security officers. So even the VA hospitalized me once for PTSD. I have had to take anger management for headbutting someone, which I'm truly not proud of. But it did happen. I will say that of all the things that I have done, including not realizing that, you know, and it has happened that I could have someone in very dangerous holds, bars, blocks, attacks, you know, strikes within seconds because it's second nature to us, because we've been trained in it for days, weeks, hours, right? Years, decades, right? It is second nature for us to whoop ass the same way we did to defend this country. The same way we did so well, I'm going to say, God damn it, to defend this country. And whatever ops we were a part of, whether it was major wars, whether it was small, low intensity conflicts, direct action, hostage rescues, you name it, security, personal security details. You name it. I'm speaking here for the frontliners, for the grunts, for a special ops community, for the ones that can relate to kicking in motherfuckers' doors, roaming the streets at 0-200 hours, 0-30, armed up to the teeth, grenades, hundreds of rounds, magazines, armed with bayonets, medical kits, flak vest, helmet, Kevlar, gloves, especially Nomex flight gloves, often cut off at the fingertips so that you can feel the safety and the magazine release so well, and so that you can marry your finger to the trigger as any true shooter would like to and loves to. I'm just getting into the details with it, you know what I'm saying, man, but we're gonna take another break here. Jump right back into the Sergeant's playlist.
Yeah. MBO, nigga. Take off. Shout out to my cousin, nigga. Finesse. West Orlando, nigga. Finesse. So much finesse, niggas think that I'm flexing. Finesse. Finessing so hard, bitches thinking that I'm flexing. Finessing so hard, niggas think that I'm flexing. Finessing so hard, bitches thinking that I'm flexing. Finessing so hard, niggas thinking that I'm flexing. Finessing so hard, bitches thinking that I'm flexing. Finessing so hard, niggas thinking that I'm flexing. Finessing so hard, bitches thinking that I'm flexing. Finessing. Look at the way I be dressing. Yo, bitch, think my swag is impressive. I'm getting this money, no lesser. Bitch, niggas tripping, no pressure. You talking big shit, but you ain't got a weapon. I can see the bitch in your eyes, nigga, stop flexing. Mercy drive, big dog, don't make me get aggressive. Bitch,
your ass with a clean right definition. 12th grade Jones High School, I got reckless. Tori used to be my bad bitch, but she left me. Now I'm on the grind, running hard till I'm breathless. If I ever fall off, I pray to God, God help me. Never been the same since my wife and son left me. Trying to get my son in private school and check it off the checklist. Young nigga shining with the gold in his necklace. Flexing and finessing. Cause that's the kind of shit that make your baby mama get naked. Still getting money, pussy nigga just respect it. These niggas can't finesse, so they get neglected. Still getting money till my craft is perfected. I'm that nigga in the streets that they wanna be. Truth is, pussy nigga, it just wanted me. Finessing all you pussies till I rest in peace. They bury me in pepper tree. Finesse. But so much finesse, niggas think that I'm flexing. Finesse,
I'm finessing.
Finesse so hard, bitches thinking that I'm flexing. Finesse,
I'm finessing.
Finesse so hard, niggas think that I'm flexing. Finesse,
I'm finessing.
Finesse so hard, bitches thinking that I'm flexing. Finesse,
I'm finessing.
Finessing. These niggas still testing. White green is my only complexion. Mind on the money, my only obsession. So damn conceited, I feel like just flexing. Talk with your bitch on the late night expresses. Dick in her mouth, it feels so damn righteous. She kissing on my dick, it feels so damn priceless. I know that she like it, know that she like it. Baby girl, bend it over, let me see your ass hiking. The way you shake that ass, baby girl, I'm so excited. Mercy drive boys on deck, how you like it? Finessing these niggas for the check, I like it. Toss lead, I beat a nigga ass like Tyson. Bad bitches love money, so they all like me. Finessing your bitch, pussy bitch. I'm about it. Any balls deep, then a nigga is out it. My phone just rings, so a nigga reroute it. Headed for the money that a nigga look out it. Rolling up, smoking like, yeah, about an ounce. But it stand still, nigga still on the couches. Looking lost, cause a nigga really ain't about it. Looking lost, cause a nigga really ain't about it. But I'm still smoking up these motherfucking ounces.
The niggas think that I'm flexing. Finesse,
I'm finessing.
Finesse so hard, bitches thinking that I'm flexing. Finesse,
I'm finessing.
Finesse so hard, niggas think that I'm flexing. Finesse,
I'm finessing.
Finesse so hard, bitches thinking that I'm flexing. Finesse,
I'm finessing.
1400 block, Mr. Dry Boys.
From the Sergeant's playlist, that was Finessin' by Osbo and Mercy Boys. Osbo can be found on Instagram at Osbo1400Block. That is at OSBO1400BLK. Now, returning to the episode. I am not ashamed of the fact that I still have urges to go on ops, and that I have had urges to go on ops to deal with my still present urge to, you know, be a Marine and be a grunt and go on missions, all right? But that's something that I personally have to be careful of. Because obviously, as for the rest of us, it is illegal to do the things that we were trained to do now here in the United States and in a peaceful zone. Totally different rules apply. Totally different laws apply. Totally different consequences apply. Now, I know it might truly confuse some of you at some times that things that we used to be patted on the back for are now crimes. You know, so, some of the hand-to-hand moves that we were taught, hand-to-hand combat. In the Marines, we have the MCMAP program or the Marine Corps Martial Arts Program, which It's heavily based on jiu-jitsu, amongst other the other combination of martial arts that we incorporate into our five levels. And in the Marines, we have I might have the order a little wrong, but it's the tan belt, the gray belt, green belt, the brown belt, and then the black belt. And for each level, you are able to become an instructor. You are able to attain the level of training. And then if you'd like to be an instructor to train other Marines in your unit, or sometimes you're instructed to, you are able to receive the option of becoming an instructor and not only having the belt and by each color, but having a red stripe across it for being an instructor. Now, I have to be careful all the time that I don't use McMap drills on people. That things they do or say to me have to constantly keep me in mental handcuffs and in restraint from verbally or physically assaulting them, because they don't realize who we are and what we're capable of, especially, you know, civilians that don't know you, that have blatant disrespect, that do or say things to you, not realizing that you can get just as cutthroat, if not more or worse than they could, if you wanted to, because of the nature of who you are plus what you've been trained to do. They have no idea the deadly fucking rampage that you could be back to them for what they've done or said or anything like in that nature about you or against you. So that's why you have to keep your war anger management in check, for reasons like that. You also have to realize a major, major, major issue involving mistakes made by civilians. Okay? You are coming from an environment where, yes, mistakes can get you killed, and mistakes are ridiculed, picked on, laughed at, and penalized. All right. Whether that mistake is something as catastrophic as forgetting to pull the pin on a grenade, or something as simple as, you know, not having your uniform, your dress uniforms appropriately, appropriately ready for presentation. You have to be aware of the fact that civilians make mistakes, and they are not used to the fact that mistakes made can kill them. Only we are. Only us. All right? Only us as veterans are used to the fact that mistakes made in our lifetime, in our line of work, can kill us, or kill others, service members that we happen to work for or support or work with. I take this subject to heart for those that are trained to kill, because you do have to maintain those mental handcuffs, all right? And that daily restraint, which is so hard to do for the rest of your life, for 365, 24/7, for the rest of your life, you have to make sure you don't snap and use your training and do something illegal that's going to cause you to lose your freedom in a prison or psychiatric facility for one day or 1 hour to the rest of your life. All right. If you catch nothing else from me as Sergeant War Dog in the War Dog Trail podcast, notice that I wanted you to know my highs and lows of this lifestyle, of this Marine grunt lifestyle while as a war veteran. Yes, it comes with its accolades, but it also comes with some realistic consequences of living the lifestyle that we lived and having done the things that we've done. Now, I also want to bring up the major factor that a lot of people think we as, you know, trained killers, we need to be mad or upset to, you know, fight or to do a drill or to hurt someone or to put someone down. That is a major misconception, in my opinion, because they have to realize that for us, it was a job. All right. The same way they go into a job, whether they're sick or they don't want to or they feel like it or not, it is a job currently for those around the world. And it was a very important job for us. So having to engage someone with a weapon, with a gun, a pistol, a rifle, machine gun, a shotgun, having to get into something hand to hand with someone, you know, just on a routine day while you're searching people. Shit like that does not require combat veterans to be mad or upset in order to, you know, defend ourselves or to use moves or use techniques that we've been taught to use. Not in any way. But we do have to be careful at all times. Because like I said, I do have Marine buddies that are serving life in prison for murder. And that's giving it to you just raw. They could not turn off the kill switch. All right. They came home after our first tour in Iraq and just went buck wild. They killed two individuals. All right. And I'll give you the story behind that. These two Marines happened to find out that two other individuals were going to be bringing back some marijuana across from Mexico, because we were stationed in 29 Palms, California. So the Mexican border was only maybe 3 to 4 hours from where we lived or where we were stationed. Somehow these two Marines found out that two individuals were going to be bringing back some marijuana from Mexico. They robbed the individuals and murdered the individuals with shotguns while filming the entire thing. And they set the bodies on fire and set the vehicle that they were in on fire. Now, from what I later learned from reports over the years, brain matter that was left in one city where they had the murder take place, brain matter was left in one city. These Marines loaded up the bodies, drove the car to a farther city, and set the car on fire there. And this is true to life. Because these individuals were Marines, I actually did end up seeing NCIS in my life, the Naval Criminal Investigative Service, just like the TV show. NCIS showed up at our base interviewing individuals in my unit. That's how real this was. Interviewing, you know, they showed up with their shoulder rigs, which I have to admit, if they had any inkling of thinking they were intimidating, to a group of infantry grunts who had just come back from their first tour in Iraq, in which we made it all the way to Baghdad and pulled down Saddam's statue and earned the presidential unit citation for all that, the PUC. They had, you know, something else in, you know, coming for their asses, because they thought they intimidated us in some way. And here we were, knowing that all they had was fucking pistols, and we were trained to disarm them of their pistols. And we just come back from, you know, truly letting loose and whooping ass on actual individuals in Iraq. But long story short, they were there and ended up arresting those two individuals and prosecuting them for life, man. Marines I know, Marines I spent time with, I've looked in the eyes. Yeah, so that's why I'm harping on the fact that if you are not careful with your anger and your training, and you know this, you've probably lost your anger at some time or snapped, or you got to realize, you got to remember, it was okay to do that reckless shit and go over the top and go wild and to push the envelope while we were in country. All right. But now that we are as civilians back in the States in civilized society, we are not allowed to do the things that we were trained to do. Now, if your outlet, if what you need to do is find an additional outlet, that is fine. That is what is actually encouraged. All right. For me, it took maybe 10 years to find that my outlet was and is hunting. All right. I love to hunt wild hogs. I love to be able to throw my gear on again, use night vision goggles against them, use thermal vision against them, and tear it up. Because here in Florida, they are considered nuisance animals. So you don't even need a hunting license to take hogs out here in Florida. And you can take them out 24/7, 365, which is perfect for an individual with PTSD happen to be an infantry veteran or any of the special ops community veterans with combat experience. Hunting wild hogs is the kind of thing you do when you really, really know you need to be tactical again. Because you have to realize that if you're anywhere near them, you know, within walking distance, they can rush you and try to take your ass out. And they do have very large and sharp teeth on them, known as cutters. Because remember, hogs can eat not only through the grass, but all the way down to the root and through roots. They are an invasive species. All right. When there's food in an area, they hog it all, literally. That's why they're called hogs. They will, you know, bully other animals, whether it's deer, whether it's coyotes, what have you. Wild hogs are the big dogs in the woods and in the forest in some areas, especially where I hunt here in the south in Florida and in the swamps of Jalapa, Florida. That is what I do for my anger management. All right. Yeah, there's the medication. Yeah, there's the therapy and the talking and getting things out. But there are times when I need to be straight tactical legally. Right. Now, whether that for you is boxing or martial arts, doing other extreme things, fishing or hunting, trekking, hiking, whatever it is, you need to find something to get that stress, that killer side out of you. Or not out of you, but just, you know, something that will mask it, that will keep it suppressed to a point that you can still legally be a free man or woman, and mentally you can be in a better mental health position. All right. This has been the War Dog Trail, episode 24, where we've gone over my complete history, the completion of my history, as well as the topic of war, anger, management. All right, until next time, salute. I remember you can catch these podcasts via our app, which is available on Apple or Google. You can visit our website, SergeantWarDogTV.com, and access the podcast from there. Or you can search for the War Dog Trail on any of your major podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts or Google, TuneIn, Stitcher, etc. Hope you enjoyed the show. War veterans, keep your head up. Remember, I've been there. I've gone through it, and I'm still going through it with you, trying to cope with our post-war lives and our post-war injuries and our post-war conditions. But we're going to make it, man. We can do it. We can avoid suicide and prison and psychiatric facilities by keeping ourselves in check, looking out for one another, and doing serious self-reflection each moment of each day of what's going on, where we are, how we feel, and what we will or will not do based on our capabilities of what we can and could do if we wanted to set shit off. All right, man, this is Sergeant War Dog. Salute.
Steve Jeans, definitely.
All I know is war. All I know is shoot. All I want is more. But I got some things to do. I'm a dog of war. Hell's what I've been through. I'm a dog of war. I did it all for you.
DDDV Radio.